What is it?
I was coming over to see you, Mr. Wilson, when a big bee started chasing me.
Oh, all that fuss over a bee. Why, Dennis, I'm ashamed of you.
But a bee will sting you.
Well, only if you disturb it or frighten it. And even if it does sting you, so what? A little bee sting isn't so bad.
It isn't?
Of course not.
Gee, I'm sure glad to hear that, Mr. Wilson. Especially because...
Especially because what?
Because the bee is on your collar.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, get it off. Help! Martha! Martha!
Will there be anything else, Mrs. Elkins?
At these prices, I should say not. Last week, the dill pickles were only 39 cents a jar, Mr. Quigley.
That was last week, Mrs. Elkins. We have a very nice special this week, though.
Oh, baloney.
Well, baloney has to go on special sometime. Boswell, naughty dog. He keeps knocking over the stock. Now, out, get out.
Oh, thank you. I hope you realize there's a city ordinance against dogs in markets, Mr. Quigley.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Elkins. I haven't been able to get rid of him since I fed him some bologna the other day. Bologna? That's our special today. Boswell loves bologna.
Good day, Mr. Quigley.
But, Mrs. Elkins, wait, you have groceries.
I've changed my mind. I don't care to shop in a store where they allow dogs.
But... Now see what you've done. You're getting out of here. And I don't want you to try to sneak back in every time somebody opens the door. I'm losing valued customers. I got to find you a home. Oh. Well, George, am I glad to see you.
Well, you're glad to see anybody who comes in here to spend money, Quigley. What are you doing, branching out into a pet shop?
Oh, nothing like that. Isn't he a fine dog, though?
Looks like a raccoon coat to me.
George, how'd you like to take him home? Compliments of Quigley's market.
No sale, Quigley. No sale. All I want from this market are these eggs and these cans of corn. Martha's going to make a corn souffle. Oh, go away.
Oh, we're just trying to be sociable, George. Feed him some of that bologna over there and let him know you're his friend.
Bologna?
Yes.
My goodness. No, I haven't time, Quigley. I have to go next door and pick up some things for Martha. Oh, will you put these things that I bought into the car for me, please?
Yeah, right, George, are you sure that you don't want that dog? He's a fine hunting dog.
What does he hunt besides bologna?
Oh. Well, I think you'd like it at Mr. Wilson's. Yeah, you could play with his other dog, Fremont. Now, you wait here. You stay. Good boy. Wait right there. Stay. Stay.
Same for anybody.
You would? But what if they weren't going home?
Well, in that case, I... Oh, come on, Dennis. Hop in the car. Here, take these.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Wait.
Get it, boy.
Dog?
Yeah, a big shaggy one.
Oh, good grief. That must be the one with the raccoon coat. Well, I'll have to lose him. How am I doing?
He's still following us. I think he's skeined a little.
Oh, hang on, Dennis. Faster than I normally would, Dennis, but this was an emergency.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. I know you wouldn't deliberately break any traffic laws.
Oh, no.
What's your hurry, Mac?
Are you speaking to me, officer?
You're not going to say the kid was driving, are you?
Well, I was driving, of course, but...
May I see your license, please?
Dennis, hold these, please.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Now, I can explain this, Your Honor, officer.
I've probably heard it before, but be my guest.
Well, you haven't heard this one. You see, I was trying to get away from a big, shaggy dog that was following me, and...
A shaggy dog story, huh?
True, isn't it, Dennis?
That's right, Mr. Officer. A big dog wearing a raccoon coat. Isn't that what you said, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, I said it looked like a raccoon coat.
Now, fellas, let's not gild the lily.
Oh, you don't believe me?
No.
I saw him. He chased us all the way from town.
And gave up the chase when you turned in the driveway, huh?
He must have.
Of course, we can't prove it. He's gone now.
Yeah. The evidence skipped.
Sorry, mister.
Drat.
Let me give you a little tip. When you see the judge, don't give him that business about a dog wearing a raccoon coat. He may send you to a head shrinker.
Mr. Wilson, what's a head shrinker?
Oh, that's a slang term for a psychiatrist.
What's a psychiatrist?
It's what I'll need if you don't go home.
You don't want a psychiatrist?
No.
Okay. See you later, Mr. Wilson. Thanks for the ride.
Private detective for that. Oh, well, it'll be worth it to get rid of the beast.
Well, George, what are you doing here?
Oh, hello, Crinky. A big stray dog has taken up residence at my house, and it occurred to me that maybe one of your 30 or 40 subscribers might be the owner.
Oh, that's very decent of you.
Most people wouldn't bother spending money for an ad. They'd just take the dog to the animal shelter and forget it.
The animal shelter?
But it's like you, George, to show consideration for both the owner and the dog.
Oh, well, of course.
You know, I've thought of running a newspaper campaign encouraging people to give a home to a dog. Now, what do you think of the idea?
I think it's a fine idea.
If we had enough people like you, George, we wouldn't have any need for a dog pound.
Oh, well, that's why I'm so anxious to find the owner. Why, I wouldn't dream of taking somebody's poor lost dog to the pound.
Good for you. I salute a true humanitarian. You know, our dog pound is a pretty miserable place. Understaffed, underfinanced.
Well, that's why I believe in being man's best friend's best friend.
Man's best friend's best friend. Say, do you mind if I use that?
Oh, why, of course not. If it'll help the cause, feel free to use my name or my picture.
Fine, George. I'll remember that.
George, lunch is ready.
Well, Martha, here's my ad again for the third day and not a single call. Oh, good grief. Go on, get out of my chair. Whenever I want to sit down, Martha, I can't because he's sitting there.
George, the milk was delivered late today. Will you bring it in, please?
Good idea. He'll follow me out. Well, I outfoxed him that time, Martha. That dog is out and he's going to stay out. Yes, sir. Any time a dog thinks he can get the better of George Wilson, he's got another thing coming. Martha, just look at that screen. I tell you, this dog has got to go.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Dennis.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. You sure must love Boswell. Making a hole in the screen so he can come and go as he pleases.
Oh, yes, yes. All right now, Boswell, I'm going to have my lunch. Now, go on. Get down. What? Go on. Get out of here. Heaven's sakes.
He feels frisky because I just brought him over some steak bones.
Well, my goodness, why didn't you take him and feed him at your house?
Because he likes to eat right at your back door where he can watch for you.
All right, take him out there and let him watch for me.
Okay. Come on, Boswell. You can have lunch with me.
Honestly, Martha, that dog has got me so upset I've completely lost my appetite. You know, I should never have put that ad in the paper in the first place. Just a waste of money. I should have taken that dog right to the pound, Crinky or no Crinky.
Now, dear, please calm down.
Oh. Boswell. So I was sitting home enjoying Boswell's company when suddenly I said to myself, George Wilson, you're a selfish old coot. Now you have two dogs. Why not offer one of your pets to the Mitchells and bring joy to little Dennis? Bless his heart.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Wilson, but it's a little impractical from our point of view.
Oh, Alice, what's impractical about owning a devoted dog? And believe me, Boswell is devoted.
Well, I'm afraid it's my fault, Mr. Wilson, that Dennis doesn't have a dog.
Mitchell, every boy should own a dog. A friend, playmate, protector.
If anybody'd have to be protected, it would be me. You see, I'm allergic to dog hair.
You are?
It's just one of those things.
Well, I know, Mitchell, but it can't be a very serious allergy, can it? I mean, if you wouldn't let a few sneezes interfere with your son's happiness, would you?
I wish you wouldn't put it that way, Mr. Wilson.
Why, I'll even throw in a 6-month supply of dog biscuits.
That's very generous of you, Mr. Wilson.
Not at all. Well, Mitchell, how do you know you still have your allergy? People do outgrow them, you know.
Well, I suppose the least we could do is give it a try.
Mitchell, you're a father after my own heart. I'll bring the dog right over.
You gotta be careful, Boswell. And not shed any hair, or go spread allergics around.
You all right, dear?
Fine.
shoot!
Bless you. Boy, it doesn't take much to give you hair fever, does it, Dad?
Then there's enough hair on that dog to start an army sneezing.
Bless you, Dad.
Ditto.
Do we have to bless old Dad every time?
Shoot!
Dennis, why don't you take Boswell outside for a little while, dear?
Okay, Mom. But you know what he'll do? He'll go right back to good old Mr. Wilson.
Achoo!
Come on, Boswell.
Achoo!
There you are, Fremont. Oh, it's a lovely evening, Martha.
Yes, dear.
Coffee always tastes so good outside.
Certainly does.
Oh, poor Fremont. He's just a bundle of nerves. I'd be the same way, too, Martha, if I hadn't gotten rid of Boswell.
George.
Dennis, I'm returning the dog to Quigley, which is what I should have done in the first place. He can afford to feed him better than I can. He has a store.
Hey, there's Mr. Cranky.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Mr. Cranky.
Hello, Cranky.
Well, George, do you still have that lost dog on your hands?
Jeepers! Good old Mr. Wilson spends all his time trying to find a home for Boswell.
Oh, Mr. Cranky knows how I feel about dogs. In fact, he may even put a little piece in the paper about it.
Yes, Mr. Wilson has the right spirit, Dennis. He's given me an idea for a great campaign. What did you call yourself, George?
Oh, man's best friend's best friend.
Oh, yes. I must remember that.
Well, see you later.
Yes, Cranky.
Man's best friend's best friend. Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. That sounds swell.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Oh, come on, you big mutt.
Call again, Mrs. Alcott. Wilson, will you kindly get your dog out of my store?
Mr. Wilson, don't you know?
Well, he's not my dog.
Mr. Wilson's been trying to find him a good home, Mrs. Alcott.
Well, how can he give away a dog that isn't even his? Your story doesn't hold water, Mr.
Oh,
Wilson.
I only brought him in here to...
And there's a city ordinance against this sort of thing. And fortunately, I know just what to do about it. Officer! Here you are, officer.
What's the trouble, ma'am? Oh, there's no trouble at all, officer. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
There's your answer, officer.
Look here, mister. No dogs allowed in shops. I'll have to give you a ticket.
He's not my dog. I'm just returning him to Quigley here.
Oh, it's not my dog. Besides, possession is 9 points of the law.
Here's Mr. Wilson. This is the second time this week you've been arrested.
Oh. Oh, stop it, Boswell.
Mr. Wilson, what are you doing with Boswell?
Oh. I'm just making sure that he stays put for the night. Tomorrow, he goes to the animal shelter.
What do they do with him?
Well, they'll put him in a cage where he belongs.
I think that's mean.
But, Dennis, I have no choice. He's made my life miserable. He's made Fremont's life miserable. He's even made your father miserable. No, sir. That dog has got to go.
But what if somebody still enters your ass?
Oh, I canceled that. Oh, it was just a waste of money.
I think it's mean anyhow. I wouldn't like to be put in a cage. Would you?
Well, Dennis, I'll be in a cage with padded walls and wearing a straitjacket if I don't get rid of that dog.
Don't you give up hope, Boswell. Maybe I can fix it so you won't have to stay in a cage.
Thank you.
tells me you want to put an ad in the Lost and Found.
That's right, Mr. Crinkley. I want to keep running that ad of Mr. Wilson. I think I've got enough money in my piggy bank.
Well, that's a very nice thought, my boy, but you may be wasting your savings. After all, Mr. Wilson ran that ad for a week and nothing happened.
So now he's giving up and taking Boswell to the animal shelter.
The animal shelter? Are you sure?
He's taking him this morning. I thought if I kept the ad going for a little while, Boswell's owner might see it and take him home.
Dennis, let you and I take a run out to the animal shelter.
What for?
Maybe we can get the ammunition we need to put over a campaign that'll help find homes for all dogs.
Oh, boy, let's go! Oh, hi, little fella. What's your name? Rover? Fido? Phoebe, maybe? Boy, you're a nice fella.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Boswell.
What are you doing out here? Dennis, aren't we friends anymore? Aren't you even going to speak to me?
Well, George, this is a surprise.
Oh, hello, Cranky. Well, what's going on?
Oh, we were just talking to the superintendent. I brought my photographer with me to get some pictures. We're starting that campaign to find homes for all these dogs.
Oh?
What are you doing here, George? Did you come out to find a congenial pal for this fellow?
Yes, that's it exactly. I brought Boswell out here to look around.
You mean you aren't really going to leave Boswell here?
Oh, why, of course not. Why, I wouldn't think of leaving this dog at the pound, Dennis. Well, I brought Boswell along to help him pick out his own playmate. He and Fremont don't get along, you know.
Oh, boy! How about this one, Mr. Wilson? You know, he's just about Boswell's size.
Oh, well, Dennis, he'll do, I suppose.
Will you get that one out, please?
Hey, Mr. Crinkley. How about getting a picture of Mr. Wilson with his two dogs?
Good idea. After all, I did promise you some publicity, George.
Oh, yes, you did.
Right over here.
Sit down.
Put him right over here. That's the way. Here, George, take this.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, while you're here, why don't you get a playmate to Fremont, too?
Oh, well, Dennis. Good idea, Dennis. That'll mean still another dog will have a good home. How about this one? He even looks like Fremont.
Oh, good grief.
What's the matter, Mr. Wilson? Don't you want Fremont to have a playmate?
Of course he does. Will you get him out, please?
Get ready, Joe. Mr. Wilson's a true humanitarian. He's going to spearhead our campaign. Right, George?
Well, how can I deny it?
What's that you call yourself, Mr. Wilson?
Man's best friend's best friend.
Get your picture, Joe. Let's take another one to be sure.
Boy, it looks like man's best friend's best friend sure has a lot of friends.
Been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studio.